News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, no country in the world affords women the same opportunities as men in the workforce. That's according to a new report from the World Bank. Sonia Lennon, founder of Work Equal and the Work Equal campaign, joins us. Sonia, this isn't great. This is not great news for women in general. Can tell us what's drill down into this for us.
I suppose it's not great, but it's not huge news either. And this is, I suppose, the first research piece that is drilling down into the actual value of unpaid care, the majority of which is done by women. So, you know, I think it was about 4 years ago when we invited Professor Linda Scott, the economist, to the Work Equal conference. And she said, and she believes in her book, Double X Economy, that childcare should be a line item in every national GDP because it is the single biggest barrier for women. And it is also one of the mechanisms that allows economies to function. So, look, this is not hugely surprising. We see this every day at Work Equal. We support clients for free, a lot of them trying to return to work, having raised families. And the challenges that they face are real, not just as individuals, but also the systemic challenges that are being faced in the workforce. And I think, it's really timely, obviously, that this report is being issued now as we kind of come close to International Women's Day, to our referendum vote. And
I know this report says childcare and violence. Now, I would hope that in Ireland, violence isn't an issue that's keeping women out of the workplace, but that does happen in other countries where women are more oppressed. And so that's an issue. But if we bring it back to childcare.
Yeah, I think just before we move on from that, Ciara, I mean, we have seen an increase in domestic abuse in this country. And Frances Fitzgerald has been at the centre of a newly defined EU directive focusing on protection, prevention and prosecution of violence against women and domestic violence across Europe. So, like, that is a move forward around changing the cultural norms around violence against women, which is faced in every single country.
And with regard, but to bring it back to this sort of, is childcare the game changer? Because very often when we talk about childcare and providing childcare on the show, I get texts in from women who say, actually, to be honest, if I had my choice, I'd stay at home. But I don't. It's a bit like the referendum. I don't stay at home because of economic necessity. But my choice would be to stay at home. What about the idea that free childcare is all very well and good, but we still aren't facilitating women to be able to make the choices that they'd like to make?
Yeah, and I think there's always going to be cohorts who want different things. That's life, right? And I think it's really important to acknowledge, you know, women who can and want to stay at home and who can't and want to stay at home. They're two different cohorts, you know. But I think we really need to look at the fundamental principles of our society. I'm advocating for a yes, yes vote for that very reason, because I think what's important is that our constitution reflects where we want to go rather than where we are, and an acknowledgement of what women are doing at the moment. And they are shouldering the burden of care. And even in Iceland, my beloved Iceland, 10 years most equal country in the world, they know they haven't got it right yet. They're still on this journey to create real equity in their country. And at the core of that is childcare.
So childcare is the game changer. What about with regard to workplaces themselves? Could they be more women friendly? Is that an issue as well, or is it more systemic than that?
No, that's absolutely the case. And a lot of the conversations that I'm having with organisations around International Women's Day and beyond, I mean, this just can't be a one day affair. It kind of has to live in our cultures and our behaviours every single day. There's some really interesting conversations coming up around men's role in the move towards gender equality. And, I believe it's vital. There's a fantastic Boston Consulting Group study which showed that organisations in which men are actively involved in the move towards gender equality, 98% of them are showing positive results compared to 30% who don't have men as part of that drive and agenda.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning, Sonia. That is Sonia Lennon, their founder of Work Equal and the Work Equal campaign. Let us know what you think. Do we still have a long way to go? Are there still barriers? And is the main barrier indeed childcare? What would you like to see happen? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.